time on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Durban. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners, let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 16th of Safar, 1445. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early beautiful Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Surah Qasas, the narrative, and verses 71-72. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching human beings and the creation a lesson of His absolute majesty, authority and sovereignty. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Ara'aytum, what do you see? It means, Akhbiruni, you inform me, meaning Almighty Allah is giving us a challenge. In ja'alallahu alaykumul layla sarmada, if Almighty Allah hypothetically has to make upon you and for you the night, everywhere darkness, sarmadan, ay da'iman, always, perpetually, eternally, ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of justice, till the day of reckoning, till the day of judgment, then what will happen? Man ilahun ghayrullah, who is there besides Almighty Allah? Can any idol, can any deity, can any semi-god, demigod, besides Almighty Allah, ya'atikum bidhiya, bring for you the light, the radiance, the effulgence? 6 months darkness, 6 months light. We see that happening already in the world. And if you go towards the pole, South Pole, North Pole, I went to the Scandinavian countries myself with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, my wife and myself. You go to Denmark, you go to Sweden, then you go to Norway. Especially Norway, it becomes very apparent. So if you know anything about the calendar there, from the 20th of April, right till the 22nd, 23rd of August, 4 months or so, you will find that the sun hardly sets there. So you must remember Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. When I was there, people were telling me that some of them, they keep fast for 21, 22 hours or 23 hours also. So imagine Almighty Allah is giving us samples, examples of this in this world in which we are living in. And it is not just something that is a hypothesis, it is something that's a reality. So Almighty Allah at the South Pole, North Pole, 6 months darkness, 6 months light. And if He want, He could have plunged all of us into darkness. I am not speaking of load shedding because of incompetence. I am speaking of the entire universe and creation. So ya'atikum bidhiya, who will bring for you the radiance and effulgence? Afala tasma'un, so remember, why don't you listen? Why don't you listen to the teaching, commandments of Almighty Allah, to the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ara'aytum, that you inform me, don't you see, in ja'alallahu alaykum an-nahara sarmada, if Almighty Allah had to make the day, meaning the radiance, effulgence, sarmadan ila yawm al-qiyamah, perpetually, eternally, ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of qiyamah, it's only light and day all the time, no sunset, no night. Man ilahun ghayrullah, who is the deity, idol, semigod, demigod besides Almighty Allah? Ya'atikum bilaylin, that will bring for you the night. During the night, taskununa fi, where you have your peace, your tranquility, serenity, your resting time. And when we wake up, we are rejuvenated, ready and prepared to take up the next day's challenges. And everything which Almighty Allah has made, the fitra, the natural system. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Almighty Allah made the day for your livelihood, your provision, your work and so forth, and your night so that you can rest. Imagine the divine system. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. What don't you see, O human being? Can you not see? Are you so blind? Physically blind and spiritually blind. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us wonderful lessons. But this human being thinks that he knows better than Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. And that's why he or she goes astray and lets other people also go astray. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally and globally, with the news, views and interviews. Today is Saturday, so you know there will be another big march there in apartheid Israel, and this will be the 35th consecutive week that the Jutlas, the Zionists, will be marching against their illegal government of Bibi Netanyahu and his two donkeys there, Smotrich, his Minister of Finance, and Ben-Gvir, biggest donkey in Israel's history, and that is Minister of Security. So see these articles all appearing in the Haaretz. Bibi's judicial coup turns Israel into a multi-front war. So now people are getting ready for war. One side Hezbollah, called Hezbollah Shaitan, the Kufar Shias. One side, remember, the Hamas is ready. The other side, Syria, also some groups, they are getting ready. So everywhere and internally also, they are facing so many problems through the protesters and so forth. So the Haaretz writes there, they say, why don't you follow the Oslo path for the statehood, the Palestinian statehood? That Palestinian statehood and two-state business is all dead and buried. It was never born. Remember that. Your only solution in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, where Hitler's children are majority of them. So you must remember is to have one democratic system and you have one law for everybody, and not the apartheid that you are seeing now. And they wrote a wonderful opinion there. Israel has pressed the self-destruction button. And 100% I agree. They are imploding, if you understand. Remember Israeli politics and Palestine politics. Now, jet ski tourists were shot dead, two of them in Algerian waters. So this is how the story goes. They say there were guys who came there to Morocco and they had dual passport, and that is Moroccan and French passport. But they then came into the Algerian side of the water, and there the guards and that shot them dead. So this is what we see. So now we hope there's no problems between Algeria and Morocco. Hong Kong and China facing big, big problems. Wind and rain, and hundreds of thousands of people are being evacuated in China. Hong Kong also having big problems there. So that is what's happening. Always beg Almighty Allah for hifazat and protection. Surah 12, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We all know what happened here in Marshalltown down in South Africa. And remember, Johannesburg, 76 people dead, more than 50, 60 injured, and now the blame game starts. Some opposition parties say the government must be sued and taken to task, which I agree with. And remember, the upper government only got one excuse. Anything goes wrong, then they will blame apartheid. But you in power now, 29, 30 years, and what you did? You destroyed almost everything. South African Airways also in a mess. Then you see your train system also in a mess. Your electricity in a mess. Your water in a mess. Your roads are in a mess. Show me one thing you did properly in the past 29, 30 years that really you can be proud of and say that is your legacy. Shame and disgrace upon them. Petrol price is going to skyrocket from this Wednesday coming. Yea, inland where we are, Gauteng and so forth. Your petrol price, according to the projections and what they are saying, will reach 24 rand or more. So you can see. Now what they will do? Again, they will just blame the rand dollar. They won't speak anything of their corruption and stealing and so forth. And if you just go to the neighboring countries who receive petrol from us and almost everything, but the petrol prices are cheaper there compared to us. 18 people killed there in Makadu. Do you even know where is Makadu? Makadu is the new name for Louis Trichardt, and remember that's in Limpopo. And yeah, the police seem to have done a good job. Remember, these guys were trying to steal and rob and what have you, cash heist and what have you. So the police got into action and sent 18 of them straight to hell. This is what you must do. Bring back the death policy and death penalty, and then say that when these guys come there, they want to harm the innocent people and civilians, then you must put them away. So we must know that. India, big problems. They're facing elections next year. And remember, this coming week will be the G20 summit. Ping is not going there from China. Putin is not going there. So the big guns won't be there. But now Modi ji, the butcher, you must remember, of Gujarat. And in the first week, second week of August, he was known on as Google as the world's biggest criminal. You can go check it up in the archives. So 28 parties have come together, opposition parties there in India, to take on Modi and the BJP. So we hope some sanity prevails there in India. This policy of Hindutva is just like Israel's policy of self-destruction. And the irony of it, if you ask the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists and Hitler's children, they will still tell you that they are the only democracy in the Middle East. And you must remember that if you ask India, they will tell you that they are the largest country in the world and the biggest democracy in the world. So we should pose this question, democracy for who? For the Jutlas only? For the Hindus only? As far as the Muslims go and the minorities go, the Christians and the Sikhs and Muslims, that you are treating them as third class, fourth class citizens there. Look at your Manipur, look at what's happening to the Muslims in your schools and other places as well. Then remember Panama. I've been to Panama, very beautiful country. So if you know there, they have the Panama Canal. This side they have the Atlantic Ocean. This side they have the Pacific Ocean. But they have huge problems. They have a drought there. So there isn't sufficient water. So now the ships are all lining up. They have to wait for 9-10 days to cross, you must remember, because shortage of water. Just imagine. One bounty, all Allah just takes away from us. Everything of human being and politicians and organizations go haywire. So therefore, O Muslim, O human being, always read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik. From that anybody snatch your bounties. That your bounties, that you don't take it away from us, ya Allah. That you leave the bounties with us and increase it. We know we are sinners. We are ungrateful. And we don't even do what you are telling us to do, always looking for loopholes, majority of the Muslims. So Ya Allah, we beg you not to snatch away your bounties from us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. South Africa, just outside Johannesburg, more than 100 foreigners arrested, illegal, some of them 10 years old, can you believe that? And they were hiding in one place, and now they want to show they're getting tough with the illegal foreigners. You got thousands of them because of your corruption on the borders. So what are you going to do then? Okay, today, we, our students and graduates of Darul Uloom Newcastle, mashallah, Wifaqul Ulama, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Maulana Shabir Saluji, Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Mufti Ibrahim Salaji, all will be there, inshallah, at Qasimul Uloom. Qasimul Uloom is where our students, our graduates of Darul Uloom are teaching, mashallah, and that Darul Uloom is 25 years old now, and there will be a nice big program there for you Cape Town brothers and ulama. Try and attend the program there of Wifaqul Ulama. Senior ulama are there, and Asr Azan in Cape Town there at Wifaqul the Qasimul Uloom is 4 o'clock Azan, 4:15 the Jamaat. And from tomorrow there won't be this program, but we will have the program in the afternoon, inshallah, Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi and myself, 2 to 4. And Monday, inshallah, this coming Monday, the 4th of September, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, remember the Azan for Fajr will go at 5:05 and 5:10, 5:11, 5:12, inshallah. I will be starting with our program here with the Q&A and so forth. And remember, another change will be between 6 and 7. Mona Khalid will no more be on between 6 and 7, and that is from Monday. And the whole program will just be spiritual, meaning that there will be Surah Yasin, inshallah, the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the first 10 12 verses of Surah Kahf and the Manzil, and 40 Salawat and Durood Sharif and so forth, inshallah. So Mawlana Khalid will still be on from 5 to 7. MashaAllah, Mawlana is doing great and wonderful service to Markaz Sahaba. Allah Jalla Wala reward our Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. So inshallah, we continue now with the questions. Barakallahu Fik.
Ustad, I've got a brother from Land South, Brother Ridwan. He says, Mufti Sahab, I keep making dua, but my duas go unheard. What wrong am I doing, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'll just cite for you two verses. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 2, and that is Surah Baqarah, that is verse number 186. Go study these verses, my brother Ridwan. Dad, go study Surah chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. Almighty Allah is speaking about Ramadan. And suddenly in between, Almighty Allah changes the usloob and the methodology. In the starting 183, 184, 185, Almighty Allah speaks of Ramadan in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. 187, again of Ramadan. And in between, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants, they ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, you must respond and say, I am very, very near to you, nearer to you than your own jugular vein. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبَلِ الْوَرِيدِ. So we must be very, very clear on this issue. But whose duas will I accept? أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. So for your duas to be accepted, you must believe in me. You must have complete iman, perfect iman. You must carry out my commandments, and you must abstain from the haram things. So that is conditional. So you, my brother, and all of us, sometimes we wonder why our duas and supplication, we petitioning Almighty Allah, is not accepted. So sometimes our income is haram or tainted, polluted. What we consume, all this food, outside food, and all this restaurant, most of the time is not permissible or is doubtful. These halal logos are just money-making gimmicks, remember that. So you must never have confidence in them. And third one, that how are you making dua? First, you must praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then read Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Our problem is, when things are in our favor, then we have selective amnesia. We forget to and beg Almighty Allah. We just carry on, must Salat, read when we feel like, don't read when we feel like. Now when somebody is very ill, somebody passes away, we are now having a mountain of debts and so forth, worry upon worry, and sorry, now we start crying and making dua. So obviously sometimes dua will be rejected, but that does not mean that you must not make dua. You must continue with begging and petitioning Almighty Allah. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the last verse, verse 77. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. And remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that those people who don't beg Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does not bother about them. So the more we beg Allah, the more we become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And when we don't beg Almighty Allah, hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, مَلَّمْ يَسْأَلِ Allah yaghdab alayh. When you don't beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Almighty Allah's wrath and anger descends on that person. But human being is the opposite. You get so many mufatiyas today, sometime maulanas also, sometime others also go begging here, and all haram, all these things. Half the time they're lying and pocketing the money also. So you must remember that you go and ask people every time, they get fed up and chase you away. But the more you ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the more beloved you become. You must remember that. So that is the system by Almighty Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Haq. I see Brother Bradley Ustad, he says that how will the USA react if African states intervene in Niger? Bradley Ustad.
Remember, you don't understand American policy, Bradley. America plays the waiting game, and when they see victory is on the horizon, then they will try and intervene. They will leave all the dirty work to France, for French to do and the France to do, because France is now they involved in all these places, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, Niger, and Gabon, and all these places. So they will tell France, do you sort this thing out? And when they see that they will be winners, then they will come in and so forth. See, I give you 2-3 examples. When you look at the Iraq war, then you must remember was Bush, and then you had Tony Blair, Bush and Blair, the BB show. So Blair was just his poodle. You must remember both of them were criminals and they should be hanged in public. That is what Islam teaches us. They murdered over 1 million people, remember, 500,000 of them children, and the Jutli Harami, the Jewess dispatched to hell. You must remember Madeleine Albright said is worthy to murder and kill 500,000 children. This is your Western hegemony. This is your white rule, supposed to be the civilized people and the leaders of human rights. Then you see there in Afghanistan, coalition of 48 countries. But our people with Iman and faith gave them such a threshing, not one country in the world will dare enter Afghanistan now. Go out. As the British, thrice they came and it became their graveyard. Go ask the Russians, they came with the Soviet Union's Red Army and it became their graveyard, and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Then these harami super terrorist Americans came with 47 other countries. We will go and defeat the Taliban. They are the people who are not allowing the women and the children their rights and so forth, as though as you allowing too many rights there. Where is the rights of my brothers in Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay? Where is the rights of my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, in your hellhole there? So remember, America's foreign policy is always a skewed policy. What they did in Vietnam, what they did in Iraq, what they did in Afghanistan, what they are doing in Syria and stealing oil debt up to today. So remember, what they did in Libya. So everywhere they poke their nose and they just make things go bad from worse to, from, you know, the conditions deteriorates and gets worse and worse and so forth. So they won't come in there. They will see your whole war with Russia. They're staying out. They're using the Europeans. They're using NATO. No Americans are really fighting and so forth. So therefore, that is America's proxy war. People who are foolish only will not understand that. So therefore, we want the American empire to disintegrate and we want the de-dollarization. Therefore, we support Putin. Putin is a harami. We all know that. But in this instance, against Russia, for Russia, against Ukraine, and for Russia, against NATO, we support him 100%. He's doing the right thing.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I've got here Brother Prasad. He says, but AK, everybody should be allowed to practice their own religion. Please refrain from bringing other religious beliefs down. Does your religion not say to you, is your belief, and to me is mine? And does Islam not force people to be Muslim? Prasad, Ustad.
Prasad, you, I don't know where, from which religion you're talking about. You must remember that Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 255 and verse 255, Surah 2 and verse 255 is AK, 255 Ayatul Kursi. And then the next verse, chapter 2, verse 256, you must remember is what? That is La Ikraha Fiddin. Islam never ever tells people that they must become Muslim. So remember that there is no compulsion religion, meaning that you can't go to a Hindu or a Jew or a Christian or anybody else, atheist, and put a gun at his head and say you must become a Muslim. So Islam allows that. But we can ask you the question that what good is your idol doing to you? I have that right. How you can ask me questions? Similarly, I can ask the Christians that you say Jesus is God. But if Jesus is God, then according to you, how he died on the cross? If you say, you must remember that Jesus is the Son of God. So we reject all this, obviously, as Muslims, Jesus being God or the Son of God. Then we can pose this question and ask, you must remember that. So what the Father did, meaning God did for his Son, only Son, as the Christians say? I have all the right to ask that question. Ask the Jutlas the question that you say you are the chosen people, and then it means you made God also a racist. Everybody else is Goyim. Everybody else, you must remember, is a Gentile, and we are second, third, fourth class racists. So, brother, don't go on the defensive when I ask you, what is your Ganeshi, your elephant, doing for you? What is your Hanuman and your monkey doing for you? What is your Ganpati and the red doing for you? And you can see in the G20 summit, they're facing big problems. So, remember, we are here just to stimulate your mind. You must start thinking properly. You want to stay on your religion, so that's your choice. Nobody will force you. Therefore, every time when we speak of this, I say, we never ever say every Jew. We never condemn every Jew. But that Jew who's a Zionist and stealing the rights of the Palestinians, we will condemn them. And that Hindu who agrees, you must remember, with BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, and who was, according to Google a few weeks ago, the biggest criminal in the world. So everything we speak, we give evidence. We don't come speak from our pocket, but the truth is very bitter. So you must remember, we never said every Hindu. I quote for you Shashi Tharoor. I quote for you others as well. So, and I told you now 28 parties are going to stand together, and the party's acronym is called India. So remember, they're going to take on Modi. So we want the Modi government to fall. So we say that openly. So you mixing things up because you're confused and your fuses are blown, brother. But you told me you're not going to listen to me, but I see you listen every day. Very good. You must listen more and more.
Ustad, I've got Dr. Saf here from Johannesburg. He wants to know what's the latest regarding the petition that Ustad regarding the marriage.
People now ask, we made a noise for 1 month. Yesterday also was 1st September. I'm receiving messages. Please send us the petition. But didn't I tell you that the 31st of August, you must remember, was the last day? It's like, you know, you want to score goals that when the referee finished blew the final whistle. Or you want to look for your horse in your stable when the horse has bolted also. So all of you, doctor, no doctor, finish his history. Now you have to carry on with the geography. So remember that so many ulama organizations we send to you Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu's petition, and you have to sign it. We send to you the Majlisul Ulama one from P.E. Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizullah. That I told you, go on the websites, and that is Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com, and go to my website muftiakhusain.net, and go to Darul Iman, DarulEman.com, and it's a double A, and Iman is with the E. So remember, you'll see it there. But that is finished. Now you woke up now. So I mean, I'm amazed, you know. So this type of things, we're telling you for weeks and weeks and weeks, and now you'll wake up. So I mean, you must wake up and don't sleep, please.
Somebody says here, sir, could you please explain the Israel-Palestine conflict history in simplest terms, Ustad?
In simplest terms, you must remember this. In the year 636, the Muslims conquered it during the time of the second successor of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time. And the people who were there in Palestine were the Christians. And Sofrianus was the leader of the Christians. He handed over the key to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I'm giving you Gregorian calendar to make life easy for you. 636, right up to 1099, and there were very few Jews there. So 636 to 1099, Muslim rule. And then you bring about the Crusaders, the Salbiyin, the Christians. Thus, they are ashamed to speak about it, the Christians. From 1099 to 1187, remember, was their rule. So much blood was flowing some places, more than water also, murdering the Muslims. And few Jews also, very few. Just, you know, maybe 1, 200 or something like that. But very, very few, 1%. And 99%. Were Muslims. They were martyring and murdering. Then Almighty Allah chose Saladin the Just, Salahuddin Ayyubi, 1187, and remember, then it stayed in the hands of Muslims right up till, you must remember, you can say, till the British Mandate, and when the Zionist movement came, and then they bribed up, you must remember, the Arabs and so forth, and that's how they lost it. And so the Muslims ruled for centuries, you must remember, and from 1187 right up till 1920 or so. So the Khilafat was there and so forth, the Ottoman Empire. 15 years it was taken away from them, but the rest it was in the Muslim. Then you must remember that they know the weakness. The Jutlas came, the Haramis came, and in 1948, and then they invaded, and squatters came into Israel, from Israel, the Jutlas. They were kicked out from Europe. What the Muslims got to do with that? What the Palestinians got to do? Nothing. So remember, this is the treachery of the British, the treachery of America, the treachery of Europe. Then, instead of siding with the Palestinians, I ask you, if Putin is a war criminal because he invaded Ukraine, so Zionists and the Jews are criminals 75 times. So 75 years have passed. Therefore, the only solution will be one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that very briefly is the issue. You came into our country, you came into our territories, you stole our land, you steal our gardens, and till now you are stealing and occupying. Occupation is terrorism. So therefore, everyone who's a settler and in favor of what they are doing, Bibi and Netanyahu, Bibi and Smotrich and this Ben Gvir and all these haramis and war criminals, so remember, you put a bullet through them, 100% Islamically you justify it. Last question.
I've got Sister Emily Usad. She says that, how could Prophet Muhammad know that the Pharaoh's body will be preserved? Sister Emily Usad.
Remember, my sister, you must read the noble Quran. The Quran Sharif and Islam is supra-logical. Almighty Allah teaches us, write down these references I'm giving you now, my sister. Chapter number 53. Chapter 53, the star, Surah An-Najmi, verses 3 and 4, that regarding the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, He does not speak of his own desires. In huwa illa wahwi yuha. It is but revelation that has been sent to him. So therefore, it is not based on his own. Remember what he's saying. It's revelation that the Master alayhi salatu salam receives directly from Almighty Allah via the agency of the Archangel Gabriel. Now you want to know about this? I visited it, the Pharaonic Museum. When you go one day to Cairo, you must go there to Egypt. So Almighty Allah speaks of this, Sister Emily, chapter 10, Surah Yunus, and verse number 92. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. And remember that today we saved you and we preserved your body, بِبَدَنِكَ, meaning that the body of the Pharaoh. So why you wish that we preserved your body, O Pharaoh? لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. So it will be a symbol and a sign for the latter generations and nations. Chapter 10 and verse 92. So last thing, remember that Merkaz Sahaba does not have any person collecting money or anything of that sort. So please don't get deceived and so forth, all of you. 7 to 9 inshallah will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan and this morning, and remember that 6 to 8 inshallah this evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. Barakallahu Fik. Salaamu Alaikum.